Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, cat bathroom behavior. Which pets get along best with rabbits and a special holiday, don't eat that. Does your cat bolt after using the litter box? Many cats do, and mine is one of them. Animal Planet and a veterinarian have some theories on why. First, from Animal Planet. Why cats run after using the litter box? Cats have many curious habits. One of the most, and often amusing, feline quirks is the tendency to bolt out of the litter box with lightning speed and run around for after its life. Not all cats do this, but many cat owners have noticed this habit and wondered what in heaven's name the ball of fluff is doing when it runs around after using the litter box. Several theories have come up that try to explain this puzzling phenomenon. The prevailing theory among observant cat owners seems to be that their cat simply feels better after relieving itself. People can certainly identify with this reason. As everyone knows, such relief can be a jubilant feeling. To be able to successfully alleviate a weighing discomfort can make us feel on top of the world after leaving the bathroom. After all, why should it be any different for cats? It's not unreasonable to suppose that cats are simply experiencing a bit of euphoria and expressing their elation in a jaunt about the room. Indeed, they probably feel that a weight is lifted off of them and they feel lighter in body and in mood. But this isn't the only theory that's attempted to explain the behavior. We spoke with Dr. Ilona Rodan, a distinguished veterinarian and a specialist in feline behavior, as well as Carol Wilborn, a cat therapist and author who's been described as the Kitty Freud. Both agree that there's something to the popular theory, but there can be more than one answer. Wilborn connects it to how, as kittens, their mothers cleaned up waste by licking it off. Adult cats may enjoy celebrating and flaunting their grown-up independence when they take care of it themselves. Wilborn also believes that cats like to call attention to their accomplishment, seeking acknowledgement and congratulations from their human guardian. Additionally, Wilborn and Dr. Rodan both suggested from personal experience that cats with digestive problems like diarrhea and constipation want to bolt out of the litter box as soon as possible to distance themselves from the problem. But yet another theory might satisfy those who appreciate an evolutionary explanation. Compared to dogs, cats are pretty low maintenance when it comes to cleanliness and bathroom habits. Because of their proclivity to dig and then bury their waste, cats are usually easy to train for litter box use. But have you ever wondered why cats have the instinct to bury their waste? There are several theories about this, but most theories revolve around the idea that it's a survival tactic ingrained in them from their wild ancestors. And in turn, the tendency of some cats to run from their waste is linked to that survival tactic too. To explain, let's go over the theories of why cats bury their waste. Many other animals make an effort to keep waste areas separate from living areas, which keeps them free from nasty germs, parasites, and pathogens. It's reasonable to suppose that cats have learned to bury their feces and run from it as an extra precautionary measure. But another related theory says that the behavior could also be a way to hide from predators. The sight, and more likely the smell, of a cat's poo gives them away to threatening animals in the wild. Running from the waste, therefore, could be a way of escaping any predator that has already caught wind of the excrement. Indeed, this theory takes into account that the fact that not all cats bury their feces. A dominant cat who considers itself the cock of the walk often doesn't bury its waste, perhaps because it feels confident in its abilities to take on enemies. Wilborn believes this is another likely explanation. However, Dr. Rodan mentioned that Although it sounds plausible, she hadn't found evidence. The cats run from their waste in the wild. She suggested that it would be a fascinating study to investigate feline bathroom etiquette in the wild and compare it to domesticated cats. And for a veterinarian's perspective, why do cats run from the litter box after pooping? Written by Dr. Mike Paul, DVM, and reviewed by Dr. Sarah Tassie, DVM. Dr. Paul writes, "Boy, we cat lovers love our cats, sometimes to the point of obsession. We watch their every move and want to understand just what they are doing and why. And one of the things cat guardians seem perhaps overly curious about is why cats, after a bowel movement, sometimes leap from their litter box and dart away, as if they are being chased. I have observed my own cat running from the litter box so quickly that he hadn't quite finished his business. I've recently come across an article by Amanda Bernacle that speculates on this very issue. The post says that expert speculation, in quotes, has finally revealed a very scientific reason why some cats might bolt out of their litter boxes after defecation. Very exciting indeed." Bernacle goes on to say that cats are running because in the wild, the smell of poop will attract predators. Unfortunately, while the blog does name an experienced pet writer, Lori Sword, it's unclear how the information was scientifically tested. No specific experts in veterinary medicine or animal behavior are mentioned, nor does it provide any references to scientific research on the matter. Therefore, while I find the speculation very interesting, I'd need to see more support before agreeing with this article's conclusion. Bernacco's article touches on the fact that some cats may run from their litter box after eliminating either urine or feces if they experience discomfort from the process. This important point I can confirm and want to give special attention. Such discomfort could be caused by infections or inflammatory processes involving the urinary tract, colon, or rectum. It could even be caused by constipation issues. However, once such medical conditions are ruled out, and they most certainly should be, any other psychological reason for running away after eliminating seems not yet to be science, but rather pure conjecture, which can still be fun. What do the experts say? Consider how extremely variable the behavior of covering up feces is in the cat world. Some cats do, and some cats don't, even in the wild. According to feline behavior guidelines from the American Association of Feline Practitioners, the cat may or may not turn to sniff or cover eliminations. NewmanVeterinary.com says some cats cover feces and urine, some do not. Dr. Ilona Rodan, a veterinarian and feline specialty behavior consultant, is quoted in an AnimalPlanet.com article as saying that she hadn't found evidence that cats run from their waste in the wild. The same article touches on several additional theories for this behavior, put forward by both Rodan and Carol Wilborn, a cat therapist, including cats just feel better after relieving themselves. Cats aren't flaunting their grown-up independence because they don't need mommy to clean up after them anymore. Cats want to call attention to their accomplishment, and cats with digestive problems want to get away from the problem as soon as they can. So, in essence, as one of my professors said, when asked a question he couldn't explain or answer, sometimes that happens. It's understandable that we should all want, almost desperately, to understand what is going on inside the hearts and minds of our feline friends. Do they do what they do because they are happy, sad, anxious, or excited? It would be nice to know. But for now, I will just have to accept that the exact reason my cat flies out of the litter box like a booster rocket will just be one of many mysteries of innate catness. I have found the best explanation to be, there he goes again. Isn't it exciting that there are still so many things to learn about these magical and mysterious animals? If you have any questions or concerns, you should always visit or call your veterinarian. They are your best resource to ensure the health and well-being of your pets. More cat bathroom behavior from Modern Cat. You'll like this one, though, because there's a solution to the problem. How to Stop Your Cat from Urine Spray Marking by Michelle Nagel-Schneider, a.k.a. the Cat Whisperer, cat behaviorist at the Cat Behavior Clinic. Are you at your wit's end? Help is here. The Cat Whisperer offers her number one reason that cats spray outside the litter box and what you can do about it. Spraying is a major reason that cats get sent to shelters or put out on the street. My job, she says, is to end the spraying and change the storyline. Like a director in a movie, I insist on my own ending, the happily ever after ending, with the cat and the owner staying together. And I always get my ending because spraying is surprisingly easy to remedy. This was from Michelle Nagel-Schneider in The Cat Whisperer, Why Do Cats Do What They Do and How to Get Them to Do What You Want. She writes, at the Cat Behavior Clinic, I've performed thousands of urine spray marking behavior consultations by phone or video Skype. Spray marking is one of my favorite consultations because so many cat owners have been told urine marking is an unsolvable issue. On the contrary, it's one of the easiest behavior issues to solve. Once the reason for the behavior is identified and then eliminated, the urine marking can stop completely, sometimes even literally overnight. It may sound too good to be true, but as long as there is no longer a reason for spray marking to be performed, then it shouldn't happen, ever. In the majority of cases I've dealt with, it's as simple as that. What is urine spray marking anyway? And why does your cat stand there with tail held high and vibrating and insist on shooting urine vertically on your curtains and what might seem like any vertical surface he or she? That's right, females can perform the behavior too, can find. Even once neutered or spayed, cats can still urine spray mark for territorial reasons, though fixed or unfixed cats generally don't urine spray mark before they are 2 years of age. When they move into social maturity, which is social maturity happens between the ages of 2 and 4 years, and sexual maturity at about 6 months. In my cat behavior book, The Cat Whisperer, I've devoted an entire chapter to urine spray marking, giving answers on why cats spray urine, how to stop the behavior, and why you need to calm down already. There are several reasons cats urine spray mark, but for this article, I'm going to discuss the number one reason. The number one reason, you have outside cats. No, really, you have outside cats. Your cat has become aware of an outside cat's presence and feels his territory may be under threat. This, by far, is the number one reason my clients' cats will urine spray mark inside the home. There can be other reasons at play, but this is the main reason in the majority of the cases I work with. Your cat seeing or smelling outside cats can cause him to bolster up the perimeter of his home's territory with urine. Doors leading outside, windows, walls, any location that is perimeter-based in your home can become a prime urine marking location. In your cat's mind, urine marking the perimeter will help deter outside cats from crossing the territorial line. Thou shalt not pass, so to speak. Yet many cat owners will tell me they have never, ever seen an outside cat. I tell these clients that their cat marking in the home indicates they most likely do have an outside cat or cats, which is usually the case, visiting their property where their cat can see them. Feral cats are actively hunting between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., and often not seen by the cat owner, but are seen by their cats. Or your cat may simply see a cat all the way across the street in a neighbor's driveway once a week, and that is enough for daily urine marking. Think you've tried everything? I'm pretty sure you haven't. Deter outside cats is the first step. Make your inside cat think he is the only cat in the universe. In other words, no outside cat of any sort, stray, feral, or neighborhood cats, should be seen or smelled by your cat. This can mean a combination of two strategies: using human outside motion sensor cat deterrence, cat stop, and the scarecrow by contact are very effective. And blocking certain windows in your home so your cat cannot see outside cats where motion sensor deterrence may not reach. Many of my clients use wax paper on certain windows to block the view in cases where your cat could still see outside cats all the way across the street. Next, remove urine odor. Use an enzymatic or neutralizing urine cleaner and discontinue using any products that contain ammonia in your home. Ammonia is a constituent of urine. My favorite urine removal products are Zero Odor and Anti-Icky Poo. Next, promote claw marking. Give your cat an alternative way to mark territory that doesn't involve urine. Place cat scratching posts or corrugated cardboard scratchers right in the areas where the urine marking is occurring. This will help promote claw marking, which can help take the place of urine marking behavior. Sprinkle catnip on cat scratch areas to entice clawing behavior. Promote body rolling. Sprinkle dried catnip in the urine marked area to create body rolling behavior in your cat. Cats also mark territory by body rolling in the location they wish to mark, and this behavior can help take the place of urine marking behavior. Trigger the prey drive. Encourage your cat to play in the area where the urine marking is occurring by maneuvering a wand toy daily in this area. This will help change the association of what your cat does in that area. Instead of having anxiety and urine marking, he is hunting and feeling confident. Place food strategically. You can also feed your cat in the urine marked areas to help change the urine marking association to an eating association. Cats tend to keep eating and urine marking areas very separate. Encourage facial marking. Replace the territorial behavior of urine marking with friendly facial marking by utilizing friendly feline pheromones found at pet stores and online. The feel-away pheromone can be very effective, especially once you eliminate the outside cat threat. Above all, please remember that urine spray marking is a natural behavior. Your cat isn't bad or trying to spite you. He is responding with his natural instincts to environmental circumstances in which he has been placed. Please note, due to painful urination, some cats will actually urinate standing up, which can look like urine spray marking. Please be sure to work with your vet to rule out urinary health or kidney issues that can cause stand-up urination due to pain or discomfort. If you need more help, you can find Michelle Nagelschneider by phone or Skype video by visiting the Cat BehaviorClinic.com. Next, many pet homes have more than one type of pet. Cats with dogs, dogs with birds, rabbits with other pets. Want to know which types of pets get along best with rabbits? Pet Finder and Vet Street have some answers. From Pet Finder's Fur Keeps Ask the Experts forum, a rabbit parent asks, I'm thinking of getting pets in addition to my dwarf rabbit. I have had other pets before, a guinea pig, chinchilla, ferret, at different points in time. My question is, Do any of these pets tend to get along better than others? I like to give them plenty of out-of-the-cage time and would like it if everyone could get along. Joanna Campbell, president of the Minnesota Companion Rabbit Society, answers, "My expertise is rabbits and limited on the other animals, as you mentioned, but here's my two cents. Rabbits are social creatures and would likely enjoy the company of another furry friend. However, introducing a new animal is not always easy. If you are open to it, I'd suggest considering another rabbit to be a companion to your current rabbit. They could keep each other company while you are at work, asleep, etc. Plus, there is really nothing like the cuteness of watching them cuddle and groom each other. The kicker is getting two single bunnies to become friends is a fair amount of work and takes time, although I'm sure that is true to some degree with all introductions between animals, regardless of species. I'd suggest reading more on the bonding process, starting with Minnesota Companion Rabbit Society's article, Bunny Bonding Basics. I'd also suggest seeing if there is a rabbit group or shelter in your area that can help you with introductions. We recommend the equivalent of speed dating for rabbits to meet a series of potential companions and narrow it down to the ones most compatible. If you'd rather have a different species than rabbit, there are pros and cons to those choices as well. Ferrets are natural predators to rabbits, and I've not heard of anyone who has both and is able to let them play together. Guinea pigs and rabbits can make good companions, but rabbits are bigger and can inadvertently injure a guinea pig. Plus, guinea pig lovers will tell you that rabbits are carriers of Bordetella, a disease that can be fatal to guinea pigs. However, having said that, I know of several people who have successfully had rabbit-guinea pig combos, including a Flemish giant guinea pig pair in which the guinea pig was the boss. I don't know enough about chinchillas to comment on whether they could potentially play with rabbits. Another potential companion to consider is a cat. Yes, cats are predators, but many house cats get along quite well with rabbits. I live with two cats and four rabbits. All get along fine. Check out the blog Cat Meets Bunny for some real-life stories of introducing cats to rabbits. Whatever type of animal you get, you need to expect there will be an introductory period where you need to supervise very closely and perhaps even teach the animals how to interact appropriately. The success of an interspecies home is a factor if the individual animals and the human of the individual animals and the humans involved. Not every cat, guinea pig, etc., will live successfully with a rabbit and vice versa. But many can be successful with the right direction and suitable time to get to know each other. Whatever you do, don't just assume any two animals will get along. And don't be surprised if whatever animal you choose ends up being bossed around by your dwarf rabbit either. Good luck. And for more on pairing a dog or cat with a rabbit, a pet parent asks, "I have a rabbit. Can I get a dog or a cat?" And Vet Streets' Michael Becker responds, "Yes, you can, but the right fit for a multi-species home will depend on the individual animals involved. Begin by assessing your bunny's personality and behavior. If your bunny is fearful or startles easily, you run a greater risk that a predatory sequence could be initiated by the dog or cat. A rabbit with a calm, easygoing disposition and a low flight response will have the best chance of getting along with a cat or a dog. A rabbit that has had prior positive experiences with dogs or cats during the first weeks of life is also more apt to see your new pet as a friend rather than a foe. Adding a second pet, ideally, your new dog or cat should have experience with bunnies or other small animals. If possible, consider adding a kitten or puppy to your family. This will allow you to introduce your new pet to your bunny during the prime socialization period, the first 3 months of life for puppies, and up to 2 months of age for kittens. Early introduction is essential because during their socialization period, cats and dogs learn what other animals are their friends, making them less likely to look at these species as prey later on. Keep in mind that while your puppy or kitten is getting to know your bunny, he also needs adequate exercise and social interaction with his own species. Same species interaction develops social skills and helps release energy that may otherwise be directed at the bunny. Always supervise your bunny when she's around other animals. Dogs and cats are naturally predatory animals. Puppy and kitten predatory behavior comes out through such play, such as chasing after, pouncing on, biting, or dissecting toys. Same species playtime allows your kitten or puppy to direct these urges somewhere other than at the rabbit. Even if a dog or cat is merely playing, his behavior can unintentionally cause serious harm, both physical and psychological, to a fragile bunny. Consider an older pet. Another option is to adopt an older, mellow canine or older feline. As animals age, their play drive and energy level may decrease, which can make them good candidates to share a home with a small, fragile animal. In addition, an older animal's personality is already developed. Choosing an adult dog or cat enables you to look for a pet that will meet the stricter requirements of life with a bunny. Your new cat or dog should be confident and not easily fazed. Bunnies can make some rather forward moves to assert themselves, such as running up to another animal. If your new pet is timid or defensively aggressive, settling the two animals in together can be more challenging. Select and secure dog and cat with excellent social skills. This will increase the chances that he will interact safely and appropriately with your bunny. And now for the portion of the program that I like to call Don't Eat That. Holiday foods that are toxic for dogs and cats. Candy can be deadly. Chocolate contains theobromide, a substance that can be toxic to pets. Leftovers may be dangerous. Fatty leftovers like meat drippings and bones can cause internal injuries, upset stomachs, diarrhea, and vomiting. Bones are bad. Although bones from our holiday birds look good to pets, they are dangerous and can cause intestinal upset and may even splinter once chewed. Hold the fruits and veggies. It seems perfectly logical that because they are good for us, fruits and vegetables are good for pets. But some fruits and vegetables, however, are actually toxic to pets. Keep an eye out for garlic, onions, leeks, scallion, chives, and shallots dropping from the dinner table. As for fruits, grapes and raisins are the culprits. Watch the packaging. Packaging can cause choking or intestinal blockage when ingested, and be careful with the caffeine. While you may need an extra bolt of caffeine, it is toxic for your animals. If you have any more questions about keeping your pets safe, you can check with Banfield Pets Health Resource Library at banfield.com. This will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. Thanks for listening. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.